Welcome to Atomic Mind Dump Podcast.
Is it already recording?
Yes.
Yeah, it's recording.
I'm Chad Mendoza.
You sound like you're about to do it like a high school speech that you prepared. This is my book today.
Brian's running late.
I'm Bobby Robinson.
What time is it?
It's 12. 12-ish.
These is the worst. Our intros are slowly going downhill.
Yeah.
Nobody tunes in. Intros fell off. I'm unsubscribing.
And then we have Alan Manning and Delirious. Right? Is that what you're going by right now?
Yeah.
They used to care how they started the show, but now they don't.
I'm walking in and seeing that you guys are already recording.
It's slowly unfolding.
We're doing a casual start.
Pretty soon it's just going to be us just pretty record, not even talking to each other. Just like on our phones.
Here, is that Brian?
You guys are only on time when I'm late.
That's what I said.
When I show up on time,
you guys take 5 minutes.
No, we just started.
Yeah.
Like not even. What
the bit? Oh, sorry.
So how are you guys doing?
Might as well reintro.
Reintro?
No.
Let's just start over.
It's good.
This high it's momentum.
Good. Yeah. And Brian are sitting.
It's gonna be an awesome show today.
It's gonna be confusing.
All
right. I feel like I'm being bum rushed as soon as I walk in the room. It's already recording.
What do you
mean? Surprise! All we do is hit record like a minute before you.
Yeah, it's not even like we said. Jet said one retarded thing, and then you walked in.
We're like, let's hit record in case we pick up a little gold, and then we didn't. It was all poop. Yeah, no gold in this position.
It's like we're the worst miners ever. We just confuse poop with gold all the time.
That's why we keep recording. We keep thinking we're making gold. Speaking of gold, we have a 5-star review already on iTunes.
Oh, no.
And I'm guessing you guys already know who it is.
Yeah, it's a very personal sounding review.
You already saw it.
Yeah, finally somebody gave us a review, and it's...
But we made a deal.
Hey.
If you post a review, we read it. So we're going to read it.
Oh, yeah, huh?
You want me to read it? Yes, you read it. Anonymous Victoria, so I'm guessing you guys know this person already. 5 stars. LOL. Listening to these guys talk...
Laugh after that.
Listening to these guys talk isn't as bad as watching Chad play soccer. That's awfully personal.
It is personal. It's not. It's,
Chad, you bad at soccer?
I'm pretty bad at soccer.
Tony, you have a call on the 2. Tony, line 2.
And edit.
Tony has a call on 2. We're just going to...
No, Delirious.
Delirious.
Tony. We've called Tony for a while now. Looks like we're not keeping that alive. Is that? Can't believe we got one review. It's awesome.
Yeah, but it was...
So thank you for that. It doesn't matter.
Thank you, Anonymous Victoria.
Whoever you are.
Oh, Jesus.
If we happen to come across you upstairs later today, we'll shake your hand. I guess. All right, now let's extend this to the people that haven't... That don't know us personally. Haven't seen Chad play soccer yet. I haven't seen Chad play soccer yet. So, well, if you haven't seen, just know that listening to this podcast is easier, better than watching Chad play soccer.
It's just, I think there's a lot of things you could put like that would be easier than listening to this podcast.
I was kind of looking at Chad as like awesome at soccer that would make our podcast even better.
No,
it was just like, well, I mean, technically, really, we're all bad at soccer. Every one of us.
Yeah.
In this league,
I'm pretty bad. I get yelled at a lot.
You're in a
just like in the podcast. In fact, when I saw you had the iPad, I thought you would look up the iTunes review.
Oh, I don't know how to do that.
What's this wait?
Case? Don't worry about it.
Wait,
we're not expecting for me to find reviews on iTunes too. I'm not that savvy.
How does it tell you? Does it tell you, notify you, or anything? Or
no. That review is from last Tuesday, so we had it last episode. We could have read it, but didn't bother. didn't know to check. We're just like, the podcast is on a low simmer until...
I don't have any...
He comes back to bring the heat.
I didn't bring my phone, so I got nothing to talk about.
Well, I mean... Brian and I saw Mad Max, so if you want, we can just high five for the rest of the hour. This will be the podcast. because it's, wow,
it's just the advent of good movies. Is this what happened?
Oh my god! They took my favorite part of The Road Warrior and made a 2-hour movie out of it, complete with plot and story. They were somehow able to stretch out a chase scene to 2 hours and still tell a good story in there. And the chase scene was beyond ridiculous.
Oh man, I still have to see that movie. I haven't been seeing any movies. I'm still trying to negotiate my wife to go see Avengers with me.
I was telling my wife last night, I was like, I want to watch that movie again. She's like, well then just turn around. I turn around, she's watching The Road Warrior. On the chase scene. That was last night, right after we got home from the movie. It was on Spike.
We have nothing to talk about.
our lower lips quivering.
Brian and Alan have been high-fiving for the past 5 minutes.
We were just like, let's just blurt out Tony's whole name.
Pretty T.
And then whoever can make the best sound of a beer can opening.
I'll give you my best shot.
I didn't know the alcoholic came prepared. His backpack is regularly stocked with beer.
That's a secret. It's always stocked with beer.
That's a secret cap.
The problem is I spilled beer inside the backpack, so now it reeks of beer.
Well, don't put that a problem for you.
I'm surprised you're. That's a problem for you.
You love it. And that was his full name.
I mean, what would you qualify as an alcoholic? Like somebody that's like, I guess it's somebody that imposes a problem on somebody else's life.
Yeah, if it's like if it poses a problem to your health or your life decisions, I guess.
Like if you're drinking a beer, watching kids play video games on YouTube. That's your life. So if you're that's two problems.
Yeah, yeah. If you're problems. Tony and Bobby combined.
But you say you can watch kids on YouTube and drink a beer, but what you do is drink that and you're an alcoholic.
You both crossed the line.
Never the twain shall meet.
it's when it passes the 3-hour mark. Drink, then you're like, hey, I got a problem.
You're drinking and watching people play video games on YouTube. That's like the gatekeeper and the keymaster come together. Here comes Zool.
Yeah. There is no alcoholic only Zool.
Zool with a cold six pack.
The fridge is just full of Zool and beer.
You lost me. What's Zool?
It's from
fucking shit! God damn it! I knew if we made a reference too long, you would understand it.
He's not a nerd.
Nerd? Yeah. It's not even a nerdy reference!
Don't read the review, sort of. Chad. We already read it.
Did you find
it? I have facts.
Okay,
so about Ghostbusters?
Why don't you look at Tony could have a AUD, which is an alcohol use disorder. 60.6 million
only Tony's
adults ages 18 and older have had AUD in 2013.
How many?
This includes 10.8 million men. And five.
What does it do?
Women.
What's the qualification?
Alcoholic use disorder. What is that? I mean, do you just drink alcohol and you use it?
Yeah, it's like everybody who's ever been to a bar.
You got a disorder, AUD. Man.
Yeah,
it's like
the bartender's like scolding you. You already your first beer. You're like, are you sure, bro?
Next episode, we'll all write battle raps to tell Tony he's an alcoholic. That's our intervention. Chad, are you going to tell us what AUD is? I mean
that's all of that it came up.
And you decided to just say that.
So
the system of AUD is AU, alcoholics.
Yeah, that's kind of...
There's no
general,
limit, there's no...
That's like our general thing of
yeah.
pedophilia.
You passed 2 to 3
generalized pedophilia? Hold on.
Okay, I got it. AUDs are medical conditions that doctors diagnose when a patient's drinking causes distress or harm.
Yeah, that's so what I said earlier. If it affects your life.
Well, sober Tony causes distress and harm.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, my kid's like on the honor roll. I have a way low house payment.
Wow. You got a problem, man.
Yeah, you got a problem.
This man is parentally and fiscally responsible.
Have another beer.
I got to bring a beer.
We should all be lucky to live under this example.
Hey, can you pass me that beer stain? I'm just going to drink it out of the bottom.
We're all just getting wasted. I just want to be like Tony.
I want to drink my way out of my mortgage.
The only thing that's not successful in my life is this podcast.
We're holding back.
That's because I'm sure.
That's been a topic right now.
By the way, I listened to a lot of episodes before I realized that's Tony's voice saying Atomic Mind intro. Why'd you out him?
Who'd you think it was?
I thought it was a woman.
It was pitch shifted.
Tony, you have a very feminine whisper voice.
I mean, it was a woman. A very attractive woman. She supports our podcast. Intensely.
Is that anonymous Victoria? So anyway, did you guys hear about the photographer that was just taking other people's Instagram photos, making prints, and selling them for $90,000 each?
That guy's a genius.
Was it? Did he actually make $90,000?
Yeah, he sold several of them for $90,000 each.
Is he being reported as being in trouble or being a visionary?
He says visionary. Everyone else says he's in trouble. Everyone else is calling him.
If he's a billionaire, I think he's onto something. We just need to take the intro and outro to our podcast and put on better podcasts.
Sell for $90,000 an episode. Like, I heard the Atomic Mind intro and then just an episode of The Nerds.
Is that an NPR?
We're just like
badly edit our names in on their intros.
Oh man. But here's what the problem. I want to tell a pun, but the guy's name is Prince, and he's selling like P-R-I-N-C-E, so I can't just say more like Richard Prince, right? P-R-I-N-T-S. We have to spell out the name.
Fucking A, Brian.
High five. No. Matt, no.
Alan just left Brian. With a high five in the air.
The worst of our...
Get it, guys? His name is Richard Prince. P-R-I-N-C.
I didn't want to make the pun, but let me paint the picture.
Bobby's better at this So, you know, the other guy to make six figures on Instagram was Kim Kardashian's Photoshop guy, right?
He's
a genius, too. Now we're on Instagram. Two people making hundreds of thousands of dollars off of someone else's Instagram account.
Quite a long run of work.
I'm going to start selling other people's Instagram stuff.
Now, if he was selling print up $1,000 printouts of penises, he could have been dick prints, and that'd be cool. Alright, fuck myself. Could have fucked myself on that one. Shit.
Speaking of people making,
I'm gonna have a bad podcast.
Speaking of making people, other people making money off other people, it's funny that actually I forgot who it was, you or Brian, that made that. You guys draw the martial arts, like, T-shirts,
yeah.
Whatever. And one of them, I actually saw the one that showed up on Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh,
it's always fun, Sunny in Philadelphia.
Takedown, that double leg takedown one.
Yeah, so
who drew that, by the way?
Who drew that?
They're both of us.
Oh, both of you guys drew?
He inked it.
Like, you guys held each other's hand? And
we did.
I see Brian is the penciler.
We touch rings.
The form of a pencil. I drew it like the scene in Ghost.
What does he get a laugh by saying?
Oh, you gave the visual of Ghost?
I used the reference. I brought him to the scene. They knew where it was. Just Alan sitting behind Brian.
You just made money off my joke.
Yeah.
There you go. Put the intro and outro on my joke.
But yeah, so you made a shirt that ended up on the...
was watching an episode of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and they took your picture. They didn't use your T-shirt. They didn't actually buy a T-shirt.
They
took
the design, put it on the front, and added some text, and Mac was wearing it.
Yeah, I was like, hey!
Well, what we did then, when we found it, what we did was we took the text that they put on the shirt, put it on our shirt, and put it on the website, and said, as seen on, it's always
there you
it's
go.
Probably
did
our
it work?
Design rate. Yeah. It's
probably the best
selling. Oh! Speaking of which, so we got our royalties.
Yeah. That was genius, actually.
Speaking of that reverse stealing, one of the prints that the guy was selling was some of the stuff that from the Suicide Girls Instagram account. So what they did was they took his exact print, and now they're selling them for $90 each.
Undercutting
him. Like,
how is he taking like major?
He takes a screenshot of everyone of these popular Instagram accounts, just prints them large. Has some
pixelation.
So he claims the pixelation is part of the texture.
Is transformative.
No, I think he changes some of the text too, like the comments, because the comments are underneath the picture.
I think he just takes a screenshot because it's enough.
Oh,
that
he
fits
leaves
in
it
just a screen.
He
it looks like he leaves
it
alone. You see the username, you see the how many likes it has, and you see the first comment, and then you see the.
But he has to
who
change.
Who the fuck buys that for $90,000?
People that don't need $90,000.
So he's been selling them?
He sold most of them already. And
this fucking guy.
Was most like 5 or 100?
I don't know.
They never said how many he had.
So shouldn't Instagram be suing him? Because he's like taking Instagram's image and selling, making profit off that?
No, they're probably at their office going,
there's at least.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone's like, at least half a dozen. Okay.
It's gonna start a trend now of like people just stealing like
people's taking pictures upon pictures. So like you see like Mozilla Firefox with a picture. Yeah.
Well, I mean, have you seen
stop throwing the idea. Let's take it.
Have you seen all those T-shirt websites where people can just post their own designs? They're just mashups anyway. It's just look, it's a stormtrooper in the TARDIS from Doctor Who.
I mean, is that fun? Is that a good
That's what the kids are doing.
I got several shirts like that.
Yeah, that's illegal, Bobby.
Well. Maybe if I open an Instagram account where I solely wear that shirt.
But there's always been that debate, especially in the United States, because we're the worst about it. Like, people who take other people's stuff, remix it. You know, it's not just in the audio. It's like pictures and you know, audio and video and stuff like that, where people take the someone else's work, change it up a bit, and then re-release it. Or even like when people do Mickey Mouse, like they'll make Mickey Mouse videos, and then Disney's like, nah, my work. Walt Disney, motherfucker.
But the two things at play is like one is they're really stretching fair use to make their own. I mean, fair use is not supposed to like make a new product out of someone else's idea and start selling it. And the other thing is if corporations don't aggressively defend their copyrights and trademarks, you have a case to say, look, they don't even care, and people start abusing that too. So yeah. Disney has to be.
100%
angry. Tony's supposed to hate on stuff. Why are you turn this off business? I hate both sides of
it. I've heard that Disney had to go after like a nursery school because they painted like Mickey Mouse and stuff on the.
So you don't have to go after a nursery school for that.
Well, to protect their copyright.
Disney lawyers are chasing around every Mexican ice cream van.
poorly drawn Mickey and Donald,
they don't have him to remove it. They force him to pay a better artist to paint a better Mickey on there. So they're chasing us. We'll see if we can lose him at the pinata shop. Maybe they'll get distracted.
Just like they're trying to hide pinatas, the Mexican like little ding song is still playing,
and then they get distracted because there's like a bad Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, Mickey
pinata.
Do you think they like have a fucking field day in China? They just like it's everywhere.
You can't enforce anything in China. They don't care. They don't respect copyright or trademark laws or patents. That's why you can get the knockoff iPhones there.
Yeah. They have a whole knockoff iPhone store. I mean, not iPhone store, but Apple store. It's like the whole entire store is just a... They copied an Apple store, and
they put their own Chinese products in there. As, they're like,
this is like,
that one, that one.
You know what? I like see with a twangy Tong Tong sound rather than just like Ching Chong over and
over. Taking it a step further.
It was a step of understandable racism. We tried to relate.
It's a refined racism.
It wasn't hacky Chinese.
Yeah, I learned their ways before I make fun of them. Tony, what I did was I took Japanese and made it more oppressive and communist. He's an educated racist.
God damn it, we didn't even make it like 30 minutes without racism.
We almost made the full episode.
Yeah, I was like just thinking about
that. Oh, no one caught Alan's pinata store reference when you're...
No,
it's the copyright.
Yeah.
Thing. It's the copyright.
Half
thing.
Of me is offended.
You go to a pinata place and there's SpongeBob and Mickey and they're all like school supplies.
You just walk into a Mariana's
school supplies.
I don't know.
School supplies store. Yeah, that's where the ice cream truck's gonna hide.
The Mexican ice cream truck?
Mexican ice cream truck, she's gonna hide it. You're not going to school, you know that.
I gotta go there too.
Wow.
Alright, Chad, making racist
comments.
Hey,
at least when I make racist comments, it's true.
Oh my god.
You can just make something up. There's Mexicans in schools.
Not many, but they are. It's just
See you guys later.
The ones that aren't pregnant.
How bad?
I'm gonna be silent protest during this episode. There's just so much.
Look,
right
okay,
now.
How about this is really terrible. Do you have something? I apologize to most of you that can understand me.
Chad, with an iPad with a Wi-Fi connection, did you research a fact yet?
Not about racism.
Chad came up with a fact about Mexican schools. It's like the Mexican dropout rate.
You know what? I can look that up.
It's a Mexican dropout rate.
It's just like,
you have to look for Latino.
Look, it's lower than whites. The difference is white dropouts make more money.
Would you find it, screenshot it, and we'll print that out and sell it on Instagram?
With the Atomic Mind Dump logo on the
bottom. Just like, that'd be weird if that sold for $90,000, the Mexican dropout rate screenshot.
That would tear this podcast apart because Tony would demand like 60% money.
It's my
more,
racist quote
is more equal than all of us.
I know, Chad.
If it's a racist
work.
Quote, I would gladly give up my share of it.
You're just
a profit off of racism.
Sail on
it. The best thing to profit off of.
Yeah, here's the problem now. I said that. It's on the podcast. And you'd be like, when the money, podcast starts making money, you're like, you said it. You're a racist podcast. You only get the proceeds from one episode. It's the one I wasn't on.
You chose not to sail on the wings of hate.
You only get profits from I'm Die Hard. That was a bad Fred Flintstone, wasn't it? I don't know. It's racist.
Was that racist?
It started as generic Chicago, Brooklyn, I don't know, East Coast.
So, there's one thing I saw yesterday that happened over the weekend was this lady and her brother, she's cheating on this guy, and the guy found out that she's cheating on him, and she's like, okay, well, I'll just solve this real quick. And her way to solve it was they're going to get hatchets and almost cut the guy's head off.
What?
Her husband. She has 4 kids with this guy.
And that's how she solves the problem?
She doesn't divorce him. You know, doesn't, like, just leave him or anything like that. She's just like...
She's just trying to use a lot of, he's my ex-husband.
That's a part, everyone. His name is Prince.
Don't try and grab his coattails. He's flying high on me.
Drag him back.
Just like, what? She's taking the hatchet to this guy? Did she do it already?
No, it's not. That's not the thing. Okay, so she's on a trip. They're on like a road trip or something like that. You're in Vegas.
This is near Vegas.
Okay.
And she's on a road trip with her husband, and she contacts her younger brother, who's like way younger than her, like 22, yeah. whatever. And she's apparently they're in cahoots, and her brother. I mean, they don't live together.
Cahoots.
Yeah, they're in cahoots.
I like that word. Speaking of slang.
I mean, I don't know how many relatives you can call up and be like, "Hey, I plan on hatcheting somebody. You want to join?"
Well, her plan was to almost cut his head off to just teach him a lesson. Let's almost cut his head off.
They have a little enough like muscle power to get it all the way off or something. I don't know.
Did he survive?
No, he's gone.
Okay,
he's dead. But
Jesus Christ!
Yeah, I mean, imagine that. Okay.
Imagine.
You're cheating on your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you call up your way younger brother and be like, "Hey, I need to do something about this. What should I do?"
Well, let me ask you a question.
Is he the cheater or she?
No, she's the cheater.
She's the cheater, and she's like, "I need to get rid of my guilt." I don't understand.
Yeah.
She was the cheater. She was fucking another dude, and then she's like, "I need to." Still make
I gotta take
worse.
Care of this problem.
Yeah.
You know how I'm gonna, you know how they say insult to injury?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go the other way. I'm gonna add injury to insult.
These divorce papers are too complicated. I'd rather just hatch it.
I can't sign my
Jesus
name with a hatchet.
What is this? Wait. What did you say?
Imagine that you're the brother. You get a call from your sister, your older sister, way older sister. I forgot the difference, like 15 years difference from that. Get a call from your sister. "Hey, so I got this little problem." "And I got this hatchet." "Can you meet
me?" "No more."
Maybe she called in because she's like, "I got this problem. It needs a hatchet. I can solve that." So,
what about the guy that she was sleeping with? Did they mention him? Like, what it, did she...
I don't know. I read the headline.
Yeah, I thought that would be the guy.
Oh,
he read the headline and told the rest of the story.
Yeah.
Here's the story then. I never read the headline. I never read the story. I only heard Tony telling it. Here's the story. She cheats on her husband. The man she's cheating with threatens to end it, so she kills the husband. This is what happens when people try to leave him. And he's like, "But he didn't leave you."
Yeah, it's still the story is still unfolding. It just happened over Memorial Day weekend.
Oh gosh!
Oh wow!
Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah,
because she ran. Oh,
how's it Memorial Day?
Oh, sorry.
Is that your transmission?
That was a quality segue, right?
A segue to Memorial Day?
That guy's Memorial Day sucked. Yeah.
I had ribs.
Oh my god. What the f-
Today, Brian's dragging down the podcast.
You wonder why this thing doesn't win?
Tony just took a hatchet to the neck of the podcast. You did it! His name is Prince.
Just like, I just want a picture
like
she
P-R-I-N-T-S. You get it?
Maybe she didn't have people to help her and she had to make out a call, so he's like, and then she finally got the good food to Gimli and he was like, "And my ex."
I only put the whole joke together because I heard "and my ex" clearly. "And my ex." Oh, Gimli. Oh, he mumbled Gimli. Oh.
Hey Tony, you want to take an axe salad later?
Let me ask you a question. Did you know I was cheating on that guy?
You see the,
I'm cutting this relationship while I'm ahead.
Oh my god.
Did you say you're cut off before? This is where we split. A hatchet with you. Looks like five got the edge.
Oh, Jesus.
They're terrible people.
His name is Prince.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Stop.
Don't push that.
It's like...
I had one too many, right? One too many.
No, it finally worked.
It's just sitting there. Prince Axe.
Okay. He's selling someone else's axe for $90,000.
So fucking dumb.
So anyway.
So that was, here's an actual argument I had with some, not an argument, but like a discussion that we had with somebody.
A loud discussion.
Yeah, no, it was just like not a heated discussion or anything like that, just a question that was thrown out, and it was like, so it's Memorial Day weekend, and then they asked like, what is Memorial Day about?
That's your heated discussion.
Wait, no, it wasn't a heated discussion. It's just that somebody asked, like, oh, we have Memorial Day off.
What is Memorial Day?
Yeah.
I guess it's not working because you don't remember. You're not remembering the troops. I remember to take today off.
And where does barbecuing come into play?
Like,
well, you know.
We're not gonna just remember troops all day.
Where was that guy? Wearing the uniform? Yeah, I remember him. I remember that troop. Put some steak.
Some nice weather.
Soup weather.
It's just people like that. Sucks. He's dead. Nice day outside.
Be ashamed to waste it.
But he got
too early for fireworks. What should we do?
You just leave one hot dog out for him in his honor. The post-it note next to it.
It's for Jim. It is a weird holiday. Like, it gets so infused with barbecues. Because I went to Smith's on Monday for just the grocery shopping. Because my whole weekend has been, like, taking care of a nursery. So it's been nothing but working on shit. And I went to Smith's in the barbecue section. Like, there was no baked beans. Like, everyone's mentality is Memorial Day.
World's over.
No, everyone's like...
I wasn't expecting you to say there's no
baked beans. It's Memorial Day. We got a barbecue.
That's such a white person thing to do.
Baked beans.
Fucking crackers.
I can't leave any race out.
I've never had...
That was fair.
I've never had baked beans
at a barbecue.
At a barbecue, unless there was, like, a disproportionate amount of white people.
Like in a famous David beans on the side. Tony tried it once. He poured a couple of beans through the grill. I don't know how to do this.
You can't balance them on the grill.
Nobody gets baked beans. These aren't grilled beans.
You know, my wife bought, because I buy, like, you know, Rosarita's canned beans. And one time she brought home baked beans on accident. Like, she didn't know what it was. So she brought home baked beans, and I looked at her like, woman.
Give my hatchet.
What the fuck am I supposed to do with these?
Oh my god. Some of the talking dogs trying to give away the recipe. Get us out of here.
So his name was Prince.
I found the commercial like 2 months ago.
Jesus fucking Christ, Brian, what are you doing?
I thought that reference. Oh, everyone laughs and declares that I'm dragging down the podcast. I thought that commercial came out with
one bad pun. And a reference to it that dog.
Oh, one bad pun repeatedly. It finally worked. It landed. It landed solid.
Totally over and over. It's like a reference.
Low, then solid. One out of five people in the room laugh. Success. That's all it takes. You gotta make the handful of
I mean, I don't know. So you're saying you actually actively look for baked beans?
No.
He lives around white people, though.
Yeah. I live, it's like, yeah, I'm a white person.
Come on, don't give yourself what you're looking for. He just like, it's just an anomaly to his eyes. That's normally where the baked beans are.
They're like the baked beans.
Two empty shelves.
Yeah. It's two empty shelves. No, there's a fucking white press. It's a white store. There's a whole section of baked beans are missing.
Wow. So he's walking down the aisle, pinto, refried, blank. What goes here?
What happened?
Baked beans.
It was the baked bean rapture. I'm just gonna send it by white people. Like, that's, but that was what we behind what we were saying. It's like, it's all the mentality for Memorial Day is the barbecue. Like, the buns were gone, everything that you needed to have a barbecue.
Yeah.
Every motherfucker was having it. I don't think anybody was like, oh yeah, soldiers died this day.
That's you don't true. Think anyone was?
Well, I don't know.
How about families of soldiers?
Yeah. Maybe for a minute. Well, then probably. What do you want me to do? Great qualifiers for every joke?
I'm not saying...
You're like, no, I probably remembered it, except the people that remembered it.
It just seemed like a weird blanket to go there. I don't think anyone thinking about the troops. On Memorial Day, except troops.
That's weird too. Is they have like stuff all over town that are like fireworks and shit going off. Like
they have fireworks.
Why
during Memorial Day?
Yeah, like, yeah, I mean,
that's
like
good for the PTSD. That's
yeah. Holy shit.
I mean, that's what. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, let's not do that on Memorial Day.
There's a guy who's like, he has dreams of like fucking bullets, like tracer bullets and shit flying past his head, and then you're lighting up fireworks in front of like all his comrades that died in the war. You're like, hey, that's not cool.
Well, sorry, man. You want some baked beans?
That's all we had during the war.
Yeah, that's all we had in the field.
Do you have another subject? Because I'm less comfortable with talking about this than I was about the Mexicans.
There was a lot of corruption, as like a dozen executives for FIFA are being sued or indicted.
Oh, I saw that.
Investigated. But the problem is I keep seeing it all over Twitter and Facebook, and I still don't care enough about soccer to click the link.
I don't think anyone in America
I think they're really trying hard to get Americans interested in soccer. It's like, look, soccer has crime too.
Yeah,
look, it's like an American corporation. And all the corruption stems from Brazil and the U.S., like bribing officials and stuff.
Is it the U.S. bribing Brazil to get the U.S. team into FIFA?
It's both of them bribing officials and executives to get, like...
I think what it doesn't matter what sports...
Referees that favor them and stuff.
It doesn't really matter what sports thing it is. Like, it happens in the NFL, too. And it's like, you know, there's bribery and, and you know... Yeah. I think I mentioned this before, but the NFL's a... non-profit organization, you know?
They got rid of that status.
Oh,
did
you?
Yeah, like, recently.
They got outlawed. Oh, man, that's only two steps away from churches not being
First the NFL,
like a dozen steps
in church.
So like a dozen steps in between the NFL and church.
The Pope is shaking in his boots. They just took out the NFL. What's next?
The NFL voluntarily gave up the status. It's not like they lost it. They
that's
voluntarily
how they got Capone.
Churches.
They're Italian, they're freaking out.
This will be
I think churches are safe because like the Scientologist Navy is protecting their all religious nonprofit status. So.
You say Scientologist
the
Navy?
The Sea Org. I just watched that Going Clear documentary on HBO.
I don't even know what's happening.
Oh my god, it's so crazy.
They have a Navy?
They have a separate branch called the Sea Org, and their rank structure is like the Navy.
it's like a floating city kind of thing?
I think they have boats, but I don't think it's like active. I don't think they declare war on anyone. They probably could, though, because they're
crazy.
What the fuck?
Scientologists are crazy.
Is that just to get international waters to bypass all country laws and
probably?
Yeah, I mean
they have maritime laws, so they're fine.
I mean, they had like radio stations that were off like shore places. They've had like gambling things that are offshore.
No, oh, just in general, not Scientology.
Yeah, not just okay, just in general. In general. Like, every time you go into maritime
waters
and stuff like that, then
it's international waters. Like you can't.
Yeah, you can do it. You can kill somebody if you chum to
the any place in between there.
You can't come back after that.
Yeah,
hold on. You can do that?
Apparently.
You can do it anywhere.
Is this apparently or yes?
You can kill a man and make him into a chump to know.
Yeah. Don't ask me why. I need to know.
And remix a Nelly song.
He does that here.
You can go out there and paint Mickey Mouse on every boat. It doesn't matter how Mexican your boat is.
You just have to try Disney's Navy. Try Disney's Navy when they show
up. Do you think a Disney cruise would, like, you can just hold up a Disney cruise, or you think that would be a first response?
Like you're a pirate?
Yeah, yeah.
Like a Somali pirate?
I'm the captain now. Yeah.
Mickey, look at me.
I'm the captain now. I'm the best cop now. I'm the mouse cop now. Stop. I can't stop. Dad jokes are strong. I can't stop. I can't just turn it off.
I have the steamboat Willie now. This is I think that'd be like a first responder thing. You would be like, if you tried to like get one of those cruise ships, it'd be like you just had the whole Navy's heading for your ass.
I have a feeling Disney probably says, hey, let's not go out into the
dangerous water.
Distance from the U.S. Let's make sure we're protected by whatever country we're.
I bet they're armed on that boat.
They probably ready or for yeah, thing. Or Disney as a militia. They're like, I wish a pirate. like Disney got the dark side.
All the rifles have like Mickey Mouse paint schemes.
Or better yet, they're all just the stormtroopers. You think they're just part
yeah.
of
the yeah. Oh, that is so dope.
I'm booking a Disney cruise right now.
Here's the funny thing I heard about Disney cruises, okay? One thing is, there is an inside joke within the crew that. Here's the joke.
Already told.
No.
Eat all the ice cream thing where if someone
dies.
That
or, yeah. That's episode 3.
episode 3. Ice cream.
It's cold. Ate all the ice cream.
I don't listen.
You can tell.
You know what? Nobody else listened to the podcast. It's got 3 downloads. It's me, Chad, and Bobby. Yeah, you can tell the joke.
Use disorder. Okay. I'll tell the joke anyway.
No, don't tell the joke.
Okay. Fine. I will tell the joke. Hate you guys.
Was the guy's name Prince with a T?
With a T.
Yes.
Was this sunrise or sunset?
So they put dead bodies in the Mexican ice cream truck.
Or were they pregnant?
Oh, well.
I don't know if they ate too much ice cream or not. Couldn't tell.
They had SpongeBob pinata, so...
We're not going to tell the story here. If you listeners want to hear the story, download episode 3.
Please download
please. Episode. Yeah, please, we're begging you.
Leave a review, download episode 3.
We'll read your review.
Please like us.
We're not talking about likes, Spike. Like we just want to just say something nice to us.
Can you be our friend? Maybe hang out for a little bit? We only say racist things because we want to impress you. We want you to like us. We're so nervous.
Racism.
We're so nervous and you're so cool.
Bobby's trying too hard. Cut him off. Bobby's talking to the one UK guy. The one UK guy.
He's gone. He's not coming back.
Lost him.
Yeah.
Too much racism or not enough?
I think he said tea and crumpets and that turned him off.
Oh no, my blokes will know who's what I'm listening to.
Is it your British accent?
It's just as good as all of our British accents.
Like, I said blokes.
That's the only reason we knew it was British. Is that Australian? Is that Australian? I don't know.
Like, you might have just been better off just starting that, like, I'm Harry Potter!
I don't know how that fit.
British.
They're British. Brian. His name is Prince.
Oh, the Prince, like the Prince of England? Yeah. You see, he's printing. Are we done yet?
10 more minutes
of this goal.
We truly have the worst podcast.
please find a fact.
There's probably a reason.
Look at a news story or something, Chad. You're sitting
so slow on my Wi-Fi.
Quiet as shit.
You can't
not saying a goddamn word.
You proudly marched in here going, I got Wi-Fi.
Yeah. You finally have a fucking iPad device.
I'm the net.
I'm the Matrix.
Why do you have a pink fucking iPad?
I'm the Matrix Reloaded.
My wife's iPad.
You had your wife's iPad.
Yeah. What's wrong
with
it?
It's pink. What's wrong with pink?
And you still don't... You're not doing nothing.
It's his wife's iPad. It's his iPad case.
He's been playing Angry Birds this whole time.
I'm waiting for it. I'm trying to look up...
You've been spending an hour...
30 celebrity women who, like, are hot over 50.
Oh, my God.
Did we mention that?
Are you sure that's your wife's iPad?
Did we mention that? At all?
It doesn't even matter. We should not.
What the fuck are you doing, People Magazine?
I mean, we should not. It's like the kind of shit that you read in that fucking aisle of a
like BuzzFeed. It's a BuzzFeed link.
Yeah.
Chattered FIFA. Is it FIFA 50? They want celebrities over 50 that are hot. I'm contributing.
He hates soccer.
He's like, I'm not going to have a soccer fact.
No, actually, I listened to a soccer podcast. And I was listening
to... I don't want to listen to talk about
no, I was listening...
First of all, you mentioned podcasts, which is, like, fucking stupid, because I don't even like this podcast.
All the podcasts.
And then you mentioned soccer, which is even worse.
And they were talking about what he's talking about, the FIFA thing, and I turned it off because I wasn't
interested.
No one could be less interested.
And I like soccer, too.
They're like, look, soccer has white-collar crime, too. You should like this sport as well.
But that's like...
Yanks.
Yeah. I don't understand why we're like that's even a thing. No one should be surprised when you get a bunch of. I'm sorry, it's going to sound playfully racist, not really. But if you get a bunch of certain countries together, put a bunch of money in the same spot. Of course, it's being corruption. You see, like countries like Brazil, and then they have like high death rates.
But
and people...
America is part of the biggest.
Yeah,
part of the corruption.
Because everyone's willing to take the money. It's like all these death rates and people trying to build like a fucking stadium.
Well,
it's like,
CEOs that were indicted for the corruption are all in Switzerland. Like, the money's going to Switzerland for all this stuff. For, like,
Swiss
wire
bank,
fraud.
Isn't that what it's for?
That's what Switzerland's for.
Yeah. It's for your corruption. That's your,
yeah.
Like, corruption
the
deals.
Yeah.
We are neutral.
We get our money dirty, clean, IKEA.
You're neutral.
I don't even know how close that accent is. I just know that it's Swiss.
It's close enough.
I can picture the blonde hair from the side.
Would you like some cheese? That's all I know them for is their Swiss cheese and bacon.
I like Swiss cheese.
Swiss cheese isn't even Swiss, is it?
Swiss cheese and bacon.
Swiss cheese. And that pocket knife.
And that pocket knife.
Oh, yeah, they got pocket
knife. They got chocolate, I think. There's a Swiss miss there.
Swiss miss.
Shows that chocolate.
You have the air quote chocolate.
Yeah.
It's not chocolate. Powdered chocolate.
It's like the closest they can get to German chocolate without getting invaded.
Aggressively defending their chocolate.
We're trying to say they got chocolate over us.
You want some of this Godiva?
I got a special dark Hershey.
Like, that's the one thing that will set Germany into World War III.
Stealing.
What did he say? Chad, you're just useless. You're over there.
Chad, get out. He's perusing artwork. Chad, just get out. Okay, Chad left. Chad left, everyone. And you guys can't, we'll never know because he doesn't speak anyway.
By the way,
bye. I think he's just committed to it.
He's selling that bit.
But I'm like, these are all, it's like, Brian would be surprised if soccer's corruption. The thing I would be surprised.
We're still talking about this.
We're just talking about like how Swiss is corrupt.
I was not talking about aggressive.
No, it's the reason no one cares. The reason no one cares is no one's surprised.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, yeah. We already know.
Yeah, I know. I'm still not watching the world. Whoever wrote the article was like quoting the IRS agent in charge. And he was telling some dad jokes. He's like, this is like the God. World Cup of crime.
They bend the rules like Beckham.
Yeah. He didn't even say that. He should have said that. He missed his opportunity. He must not be a dad.
The thing is, it happens to every major organization. It happens to NFL. It happened at the last Olympics, right? Do you ever see the...
I wouldn't doubt it. I don't know.
Yeah, you ever see the Moscow Olympics?
Yeah, and then... You look up the richest people in the world, and suddenly Putin's on there. It's like number four.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. Yeah,
well, I won a Sambo tournament.
Olympics, and then bam, I'm number four richest person in the world.
And when they were making toilets where there's no wall between two toilet seats.
That's so like, the way I think it
was. Yes.
So you hold hands when you go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Somebody can sit behind you like a ghost.
Yeah.
See, and listen melody into your ear as you take a shit.
Hold on.
I realized I could have stopped when it was done.
So they bent the rules like Beckham, you say.
So
the money was just dribbling into their accounts.
Basketball
rules? Yeah, I think dribbling is what you do with a soccer ball. I see the problem with making all these soccer jokes is that
no one gets enough to see.
We don't have any kind of audience that listens to soccer. For that, and reviews on this episode saying it was only half an episode. I zoned out.
The guy kind of got away with saying there was a World Cup of Crime because that was it. So World Cup of Crime and other soccer jokes.
Well, here's the thing too, is like you got the people across the world going, it's football!
Yeah.
Football! Fucking soccer! What the fuck is that?
That's true. That's true. That'll keep the UK guy out forever.
We want to make sure he never comes back. We want our freedom once. We don't need it. We don't need a fight.
We want our freedom. Come and get it. We're challenging. Challenge our listeners.
This is an open challenge to any country in the world. We just celebrated Memorial Day. You remember that.
Because yeah, we forgot a little bit.
We forgot what it was. But now we remember. We talked about it. It's about baked beans and the military.
Something about the military.
Our military?
Or other people?
Oh, Disney ships. Like the fireworks.
No. I wish
a pirate would come over here.
Yeah. Walt Disney has something to do with this.
Yeah.
God bless Walt Disney.
Yes. God bless Walt Disney. And God bless the Second Amendment. I wish a pirate would come here and test my Second Amendment rights.
You're not the captain now. You're American, motherfucker.
I'm Captain America.
You're shooting them. The Captain America.
Captain America did have guns.
Yeah, they know more about him than we do.
They
did it in the first one.
They're reciting the history of the Memorial Day. Well, actually, your Memorial Day was put into Congress in 1956. Or whatever. Like, oh, okay. We're learning stuff from like people from like Nigeria.
You're trying to relate like, to them. Did you hear about that World Cup?
How about that soccer tournament? Huh? Soccer?
He's like, what are you talking about? Just piss him off for it.
Thank you for teaching me.
I ain't gonna teach nothing.
Alright, ladies and gentlemen, that's been our Atomic Mind Dump.
Oh, god damn it.
Please review us on iTunes. Not after this episode. And follow, and follow Atomic Mind Dump on Twitter. Or, you know, at Atomic Mind Dump. Yeah, at Atomic Mind Dump.
Energetic ending.
Bye.
Vox Saka.